We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Roy Williams Live, brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Trusted choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Live from top of the hill, this is Roy Williams Live. Here is your host, the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Welcome inside Top of the Hill Restaurant. It is a Monday, January the 13th. And time for the latest edition of Roy Williams Live. My name is Jones Angel, alongside the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. That, of course, is Roy Williams. We're going to be talking Tar Heel hoops for the next hour. So glad that you have decided to join us. We have a bunch of questions already built up, but we can take some more, and would love for you to be part of our conversation tonight. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Casey's back in the studio, and he will take your question. He'll get it jotted down, send it to us here at the restaurant. We'll tackle those as we move through the show. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, Will is standing here right to my right, or sitting here right to my right, and he's watching that feed go, and he'll grab some questions if you want to put some in the comments section down below the video. And you can also send me a tweet, at Jones Angel, Angel has tools at the end. We know that by now. And I'll check that throughout the show, too, and grab some questions off of there if you'd like to send them in. Coach, good to be with you again. I know it's been a difficult week for your team, though. Carolina held halftime leads against both Pitt and Clemson, led by double figures, second half each of those games, but couldn't come up with a win in either one. A challenging time, I know, these last few days for you and your squad.
Well, it has been, you know, and I think our team is getting better, but we're not seeing the fruits of that effort. I think in Pitt game, did some good things in the first half, didn't play well at all in the second half, and they had a, I'll miss it, but a 22% shooter. It goes 4-for-5 from three and made shots. And then Saturday against Clemson, played pretty well the first half. You hate to make a shot at the buzzer to count for 3 points as the clock goes off at halftime. They get the ball to start and they score four. We score zero, and then we come back and tie it up and do some good things. And then all of a sudden, at the around the 5 minute mark, 4 minute mark, you know, we got a 10 or 11 point lead. And then all of a sudden, 2:08, we have a 10 point lead. And it was an ugly game after that. We turned it over three times in a minute and 14 seconds. And it was one of those games we counted, or I counted. I mean, I'm an idiot and look at it and look at it and look at it. It doesn't change. That's why I keep hoping it's going to change. But we had seven plays down the stretch that we needed one of them to go our way, either us make a shot or them miss a shot. And we went 0-for-7. They went 7-0. And bottom line, to get it into overtime, and we miss a shot early in overtime. They score the first four, and then we come back again and get it tied. We miss a 1-1. We get called for a turnover, and they made some good plays. Sims for them scored 11 points in the last 2 minutes of regulation in overtime. He was their leading scorer, and we'd done a pretty good job on him until that point. But made way too many mistakes, and I made one at the end that helped us get beat. And it's been a difficult time, but got them together today and practiced a little bit. Didn't do a lot, and then we'll try to give them a little bit of rest and then get ready to get back playing really hard at practice on Thursday.
Coach, there's plenty of basketball things to talk about, but there was some very real-world news that came out today about Brandon Robinson involved in a car accident on Saturday night. Brandon was not seriously injured, was not issued any citation. The driver of the other vehicle was charged with impaired driving. And Brandon, again, not seriously injured, but, of course, his future right now, immediate future unknown as far as how he will bounce back. But I'm sure a scary situation for Brandon and for the whole team.
Well, very much so. And you know, when you have almost a complete head-on collision, I don't care if you're going 25 or 30 or whatever it is, that's difficult. But he had just left his parents, was going back to his room, and it happened. And as you say, they charged the other driver, and B-Rob did not practice today. He was there. He's just sore all over. It's an unusual thing. The airbag did not deploy, so it was it was a scary thing for him and his family, and scary for us. And he did have an appetite when he came down today, so I feel like he's going to be all right. But I don't know when he'll be released to practice. And I think the biggest thing is the whiplash, and the knees are sore where your knees head up against the dash, and your ankle's sore where that happens. So we'll just have to wait and see how it's going to work out over the next, hopefully, 48 hours.
And Brandon coming off a really good game as well. I mean, scored a career-high 27, hit some big free throws late that gave you a three-point lead late. And, man, I mean, never a good time for this to happen, of course, but coming off a great performance against Clemson.
Yeah, you feel for him because, I mean, he's started off, wasn't shooting it well. He started shooting it a little bit better. And at one time, he was 5-for-9. He missed his last four threes. But 27 points is a good day. And we just didn't get over the hump. But right now, we're just hoping that Brandon feels better, and we'll see what comes next.
Coach, more injury news before the Clemson game. Jeremiah Francis unavailable due to knee soreness. A couple questions about that. How is Jeremiah doing, and how has that instability at your point guard spot affected things this year?
Yeah, it has. you know, I've never started more than two point guards in any season unless – something dramatically happens, and the answer to that is I don't think I ever have started more than two. This year we've already started four point guards, and we had two different occasions with Cole before Wofford and Jeremiah before the Clemson game. We didn't know for sure that Jeremiah was going to be completely out until Saturday morning, and it's not a lot of time to work on some things and do some things. And Jeremiah had started for us, I think, three or four games in a row because he had done a better job in practice, and he was not playing great by any means, but he's coming along. So that was a blow for us too. And I talked to the team today. I've never in my life had anybody press us because we always go through it so quickly. They get the heck out of it. But the press offense, if you have four point guards during the course of whatever it is, 16 games, it's hard to get some continuity about what you're doing and who's getting to what spots. And we made some mistakes in the press offense, but we had the ball and throw it away three times, and they're really weird turnovers, and it's not what we'd practiced. And I went back to look today and talked to the team about it. We had practiced press offense five times in the last 6 days, and a lot of the teams we've had, we don't practice it five times all year because we just get in and attack so quickly. But we didn't. I think the mistakes we're making in press offense and the fact that you've played four-point guards, I think they sort of go together too. But what it is, North Carolina's going to play on Saturday. Regardless of who we have, we're going to play on Saturday.
Coach, always harder to see positives after a loss, understandably. And I know you focus mostly on those final 2 minutes and then the overtime period. But there were seemed to be a lot of good things in the first 38 minutes of that game. Did you see some progress in the first or the large majority of that contest?
We did in some ways, yeah. You know, at one point we were like one shot from being 50%. We haven't shot 50% in the game this year. And so we did some better things. I think Clemson and I think who was it before them?
Pittsburgh.
I think both those games we've seen some improvement, but you got to do it for 40 minutes or 45. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of days Clint and I go walk day of a game, and I said, let's go for 45 in case it's one overtime. Sometimes we go 50 in case it's two overtime, so I can tell them I did my part. But you got to be prepared to play the whole game. And I said at halftime, guys, you know what they're saying in the other locker room? They're saying that we fold in the second half, so you better get ready. They're going to come after you hard, and let's be man up, step up, and then play. And the Sims youngster was getting quoted after the game as that was their plan, that they thought that we had given up some leads and hadn't played well against the press in the second half, so they got after us a little bit. And they're going to continue doing that until we get it to where we like it when they do it, and then they'll stop.
Coach, last thing, and I asked you this on Saturday before the Clemson game, but there just seems to be a lot of pressure right now on the season in total, and you have guys who care deeply about what happens on the court. How do you try and help them? I know you like to say lose themselves in the game. How do you try and help them put that noise away and just play?
Well, you got to lose yourself in the game and just play and not worry about the thing. And I've never played a game scared in my life. You know, it's something that I think that stress gets to our guys maybe more so here than a lot of other places, because the fact of the matter is we're supposed to win. And when a North Carolina basketball team is not doing well, my guys care about what other people think. If you got a bunch of knuckleheads that don't care what people think or don't care about reading what is being said, you know, it doesn't bother the knuckleheads. But for our team, I think it's always bothered us. When things are going tough, I think they take it on themselves even a little more. But at the same time, it's this is a big leagues. You know, you've heard me say before, it's not bitty basketball. You want to win, play better. You want to shoot three-point shots, make some. You know, it's you have the ability to stay up. And I think a lot of things we do, you've heard me say before, that if I had to do over again, I wouldn't major in health and physical education. I've majored in psychology so I could figure out what the crap those guys are thinking. But right now, I'm not able to get up in that head because I don't know what's up there. But I think they're feeling a little stress and a little pressure. And again, you got to invest more. You want to play better, invest more. Invest more, play harder, play smarter, play together more. And I want them to hurt. I mean, if I hurt, by God, I'm going to come back and do something about it. And we've got to play harder. And I think that's one thing that we've harped on all year long, and we haven't been able to get them past their comfort zone a little bit. But we've made some mistakes that have cost us basketball games, and we cannot keep saying we got to get better. Bottom line is you got to get better now. Mm-hmm. And so it's not Panic City by any means, but, again, North Carolina's going to play on Saturday, and we got to be ready to play better than we have played.
That'll be against Pittsburgh coming up. Second time Tar Heels will face the Panthers in 10 days. We'll talk about that game a little bit later in the show. Get to your questions as well as we move through the next 45 minutes or so here on the program. Again, a reminder about how you can contact the show, 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Send me a tweet at Jones Angel, or you can put a question in the comments section of our Facebook Live broadcast. It is Monday, January 13th, and Roy Williams live from Top of the Hill Restaurant in Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
We can't fix that 8 a.m. class or your cracked phone screen.
No.
But at the University of North Carolina system, we have fixed tuition for all North Carolina residents. That means when you start college, your tuition will not increase for 4 consecutive years while you earn your degree at any UNC System University. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
It's bow time at Bojangles.
Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Roy Williams live at Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. Reminder about tickets to the Smith Center. Still tickets available for some games. BC, Duke, Virginia, all sold out, but some other games still tickets available if you'd like to come see the Tar Heels play and some upcoming games. Heels have been at home a bunch, as we know, here recently. Next couple games on the road, including at Pittsburgh on Saturday, Carolina at Virginia Tech in the game after that. I'm Jones. He's the head coach of the Tar Heels. Roy Williams will be here till 8 o'clock. After this segment, we're going to start taking your questions. 866-TAR-HEEL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comments section on Facebook Live. Send me a tweet at Jones Angel. Coach, you mentioned in your press conference after the game on Saturday about fouling or not fouling late in a game. You have discussed this before, but just for anybody who's not heard it, what is traditionally your plan of attack in that scenario?
Well, at the end of the game, Saturday, as you said, B-Rob's going to the free throw line. We had called two timeouts that I didn't really want to have called during that course of the second half. But we're trying to discuss which are the five best defensive players that we can get out on the court. And that was the point of discussion that we're trying to make a decision. And at the same time, I look at B-Rob, and I'm worried about B-Rob. I want to make sure that that rascal knows that I'm confident. So we called the timeout there, and I spent the whole time saying, after B-Rob makes these free throws. And I said, B-Rob, this is your day, son. You're going to knock both these in. We're going to have a three-point lead now. We need to stop. And Garrison Brooks asked me if we want to switch every screen on the ball, and I said yes. And as we're going out, go out, and then somebody said something about it, and I said, no, that's a five I want. And so he makes the two free throws. If I'd had another timeout, I would have called a timeout then so we could get our defense set so they don't take it out quickly and advance the ball, and we could try to get them to stay, spend some time in the backcourt, but we didn't have. But my whole thing was to try to get B-Rob more confident, and I was very proud of him to step up and make those free throws. Then as they're dribbling across the 10-second line, I just had this terrible feeling. I said, I did not remind them that we foul in this situation. We work on it in practice. We talked about it. Worked on it one day last week in practice. And my philosophy gets 5 seconds, that we will foul the dribbler. You know, we don't want to foul anybody in a three-point shot. And you know, and I've had even my high school coach and some other people talk to me about it that, you know, he took the shot with 5.8. You know, so I don't want you to foul a three-point shooter, though, too. So there wasn't even my plan of normal plan, my philosophy of trying to foul has always been around 5 or 6 seconds as they're dribbling the ball. They did a nice job of pushing up the court and then pitching it across. And Garrison, in his behalf, Garrison really challenged the shot very well. If you saw him, Garrison really got up, and that's their center. That made two threes in the second half. So, again, I wanted to try to tell the team that I messed it up too. And but my philosophy always, and I'll give you something, it's funny now. It darn sure wasn't funny then. I'm not talking about Saturday. I'm talking about 32 years ago. We're playing at Kansas State my first year, and we got a three-point lead, and they come down and make a three with 2 seconds to go from almost barely across the half-court line. And it goes in, and we go to overtime, and I turned around to Jerry Green, Steve Robinson, Mark Turgeon, and Kevin Stallings. They said, I'll fire you, and me, because that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to foul in that play. Well, luckily, we came back and won the game in overtime, so nobody worried about it. So I called Coach Smith that night, and we were talking, and he said, I heard you told they should fire. I said, they should have, Coach. He said, no, it doesn't always work. And I said, I know, but I'd say probably 75% of the coaches would rather do that, and the other 25 would not. So I told him I really believe in it. The next weekend, North Carolina plays at Georgia Tech. They have a three-point lead. They come down. Coach Smith fouls the Georgia Tech player, and I think I'm right on this. I know I'm right to everything else. He made the first, and I think he tried to miss the second and banked it in. And we take the ball out of bounds and throw it in there, intercept it, and score and win. And, damn, I was scared to death Coach Smith was going to call me that night. But that was 7 days later. You know, it doesn't always work. But I was, and I talked to him that night. And, you know, what you do, and that the coaches that don't believe in it say you bring losing into it as opposed to still being tied with the ball. But I do believe you should do that. We did it last year. I think it was Miami here. And got called for a foul when Kobe actually stole the ball and didn't foul him, but they knew we were going to foul. We did it against Pittsburgh 3 years ago here. I've done it a couple of times, and it's worked. And the crazy thing is, at Missouri, I tried my darndest for 50 feet. We were running down, hacking the guy, dribbling the ball, and the referee wouldn't call it, and he shot the ball and missed it. And the same thing happened at home and against Texas one time. We're hacking the crap out of the guy trying to get the referee to call it, and he didn't call it. And both times they shot and missed it. You know, I said, no, we weren't trying to foul. And so, but that's my philosophy on it.
Obviously, it hit you hard at the end of the game on yep. Saturday. And I know you don't need this, but a lot of people responded with this, so I wanted to read some of these.
Okay.
This is from Mark. He said, let Coach know he's the best. We're glad he's the coach of UNC. King, no question for Coach. Just want to share whatever encouragement to the team I can. We keep seeing glimmers of the potential in these guys. Can't wait. We're going to get through this. Jared, no question for Coach. Just want to say I'm grateful you're our coach. You're as Tar Heel as it gets. I wouldn't want anyone else leading this team. Drew, I don't have a question. Just tell Coach Williams he has my full support and I believe in him. Bobby, please tell Coach at his show how many people love and support him no matter what. He is the GOAT. Because of how great a man he is, not because of how many games he has won. I wish I could take some of the pain away and wear it on my own shoulders. Tammy, for every person out there aiming at you, Coach, for a comment or a decision, just know there are thousands more that know we are beyond blessed to have you as our coach. Kenny, to the best coach in person coaching anywhere. Coach, thanks for all your hard work and great success. Brian, please tell Coach Williams we support him and the team. Assad, end of streaks, home game losses, their secondary or even tertiary. I just wanted to say I love our team and our coaches. Davis, please encourage his team and coaching staff on my behalf. We love them.
Thank
so,
you.
Coach, just know a lot of Tar Heels are behind you.
Well, that was good. I'm sure the Davis was Davis Love and the Jared was Jared Hass and the Kenny was Kenny Williams. So they're trying to take care of me, but that's nice.
We're going to take a break, start and get to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. That's after this timeout. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit WellsFargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
Whether you're headed to work or out to the game, the Terrain Contact HT is designed for what you do. A premium highway terrain tire for light trucks and SUVs, the Terrain Contact HT is strong, durable, and quiet with a focus on long tread life and exceptional wet braking. Featuring Traction Plus technology, the Terrain Contact HT provides the perfect balance between on-road durability and manners. Continental Tire, a proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
To us, a solar panel is so much more than just a solar panel. It's a building block in a clean energy transformation. It's a shift beyond coal and a gateway to more renewable energy for all our families. We're Duke Energy. And all across the Carolinas and in your community, we're building a smarter energy future. Paid for by Duke Energy shareholders.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
It's Monday, January 13th, and this is Roy Williams Live. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, no matter how you are listening. Carolina, no game in the midweek this week. Tar Heels play again on Saturday at noon up in Pittsburgh. We'll be on the air at 11 a.m. for that one. We'll talk about that game coming up in a little bit. New polls out today. Gonzaga stays number one. Duke checks in at third. Florida State ninth. Louisville 11. Virginia and Virginia Tech both receiving votes, although the Cavaliers did fall out of the top 25 after a couple defeats here recently. Oregon, a former Tar Heel opponent, number 8. Michigan 19. Ohio State 21. Stanford, Jared Haas has his team receiving votes. They're like 26 or 27 if you extended the poll. 14-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play, having a great year thus far. Yep. In the ACC, no games tonight because of the football game. We'll talk about that in a second. But Duke at Clemson on Tuesday, Louisville at Pitt on Tuesday, and Virginia Tech at Wake on Tuesday. All those games are 7 o'clock. Then Wednesday, BC at Syracuse. Virginia visits FSU, is having a great year. Miami at NC State, Notre Dame at Georgia Tech. Coach, championship game tonight, Clemson and LSU down in New Orleans. Any thoughts on the big football game?
You know, I enjoy the playoffs. I think four teams is great. I enjoy these games. I've watched every one of them. And today at lunch, Clint and I are walking, and he said something along the lines of, are you going to watch the game tonight? And I'm thinking, what the crap are you talking about? I'd forgotten all about it. But after the show's over with, I will go home and watch it. And I've gotten to know Dabo quite a bit over the years, and I'll be pulling for them. But Orgeron, if that's the way you pronounce it, is a big-time story, too. And what LSU, what they've done this year, it's been an amazing run. They've just been beating everybody to death. So, yeah, when I get home, I will watch it, but I'd forgotten all about it.
Speaking of football, want to say hello. We mentioned this gentleman last week, but his very first day in Chapel Hill, new special teams coordinator for the Tar Heels outside linebackers, Coach Javon DeWitt, is joining us here at the show. Coach DeWitt, thanks so much for being here. Glad you're here in Chapel Hill. Look forward to working with you as we move through with Carolina football.
Javon, I've been to the Cornhusker place during the wintertime. This is going to be a heck of a lot better, boy. You're going to enjoy this a lot more, fella.
All right, let's get to some questions from Coach. We'll start off with Stacy sending an email. She said, talking about Garrison Brooks. Garrison, four straight double-doubles, by the way, had another one on Saturday. Stacy was wondering, Coach, your thoughts on his big-time play as of late. And after Cole's injury, Garrison has led your team in almost every major category here recently.
No, Garrison has made some significant strides from last year. He's better. He's doing better things. You know, Saturday in the first half was probably the worst he'd played in quite a while. Didn't get many things accomplished. And yet he's one of the guys, he is a guy that really cares. I think we got different levels of care, and I think Garrison's at that top of the list. But it's so many little things. I mean, just – I'm serious. One play, you go back, and it's a difference between win and losing, or one less second. Okay, yeah. That would have taken away their 3 points at the end of the half. But it's so crazy, and it's this is a pressure-filled place. Now, Garrison Brooks is a very intelligent guy, but so late in the game, they bring in number 10. I think it was Tyson's a kid name.
Yep.
And I said, Garrison, he's a shooter. It's okay. And he goes down, and Johnny Newman, who's strong left-handed, Johnny Newman's dribbling white. Garrison gets in and helps, which we're not supposed to do, and they throw it to 10. He shoots in a three. And so, you know, Garrison, today we talked about that play, and he's having fewer of those plays on the offensive end and the defensive end. And he was already our best defensive player last year. And so Garrison's stepping up, and but it's I'm the worst coach for some people because I'm trying to play the perfect game. And we talked to all the players today about each. And I went to, you remember this play, and you remember this play, and you remember this play. And then I said, I remember one play, too. And, you know, it's something that Garrison really has done some good things. We didn't have a single player qualify for the defensive award in this game, and that's where we've got to make some significant strides. And hopefully I found some things that with Texas Tech's practice yesterday that may help us.
Coach, Mark sent this question in, actually sent two questions in, so I'll ask them both. They're both about zone defense, but not in the way I think that you think that they may be. He says, I know Coach Williams
didn't. If you can figure out what crap I'm thinking right now, you're a lot smarter than I think you are.
He says, it's a low bar I got to jump over.
Jesus Christ.
Mark says, we know Coach Williams doesn't really like to play zone. 99% of the time, he's going to go man-to-man. He says he remembers Coach Smith did switch defenses more often. He says, what was it like for you as an assistant coach to Coach Smith, who would play zone defense a little more often than you like to? And did you ever try to talk to Coach Smith about playing less zone defense than he did?
I think I'm freaking stupid. No, I didn't. Whatever he wanted to do, I was fine. But we talked a lot about things. I mean, if you look back, Coach Smith on the road, he played more zone on the road, played a little slower pace at home, tried to get after him a little more, got the crowd more involved. During those days, we could turn people over more because it was harder, the dribbling rules, than they are now. When I got to Kansas, we played a little bit of zone, talked to point zone that we played here. Played it a little bit, not too much, played it a little bit. But my whole personality is it can answer in two things. One, coach called one night when we had a 45-second clock, I think it was what it was at that time. Said, you don't ever play four corners. And you've heard me say this before. I said, Coach, we don't have feel. Mm-hmm. And if I had Phil Ford, I would, but we don't have. And then the other thing is if my philosophy is I've got you six with 6 minutes to play, I want to beat you 12. And I want to have that attitude with our guys that we're going to attack you, always attack you. And then on the zone thing, Bob Knight one time, and Bobby Knight was great to me, and he said, you're harder to prepare for than he called him Dean, which I've never done. And I said, why would you say that? And he said, because they had trapped so much that we prepared for it. You do it less, so it's more of a surprise. And so it just depends on what your personality is. I like the aggressive approach. I don't like to play zone. Did you guys see us play zone against Georgia Tech? Anybody see us play zone against Georgia Tech? We did. Played one play. They made a dadgum three. Why am I going to stay in the sucker? So I got the crap out of it. So I'm not very patient about playing zone and letting guys shoot three-point shots. But it also depends on your personnel. And one thing that we do have from younger guys like Armando, we're trying to teach him to be a great man-to-man defender. And I think that hopefully that in the long term that'll be really good. And I'll go back when we brought in Tyler Hansbrough and Bobby and Marcus and that group, and I told Coach Smith and Eddie Folker we're going to play faster. And both of them independently said, called me back individually and said, you sure you want to play faster? You know, maybe you need to. I said, Coach, I'm not practicing playing just for this year. I'm playing because sometime during Tyler Hansbrough's year, I want to win a national championship. And so we want to play as fast. And playing slow, you got to play against a set defense every time. And I don't know if we'll ever score then. That's a little bit of our philosophy right now. But, no, it's I got everything from Coach Smith and he kept telling me all the time, just do what you're comfortable with. And so that's what I've done.
Mark had one more follow-up in that same vein, Coach. He said he heard you last week, I believe it was on this show, talking about how you were concerned that the three-man was supposed to be on one side and was on the wrong side, and the four-man was supposed to be on one side and was on the wrong side. Mark's question was, he was curious as to why you choose to have designated sides for those guys, and do your guards have designated sides as well?
Yeah, everybody that's in here right-handed, raise your hand. How many of you are left-handed, raise your hand. So it's a tremendous majority of people are right-handed. So if you put your bigger guy on that side over there, people still like to dribble going to the right more than they do going left. So there are going to be more shots taken going that direction than they will. So put your bigger guy on there. So we're supposed to have four man over there. I'm supposed to have two man there and three man there and one man there. So I don't know, but it sounds good.
It makes sense, yeah. We're going to take a break. Come back. More questions for Coach. You can get some in, too. 866-TARIEL, 866-827-4335. Put a question in the comments of the Facebook Live broadcast. You can shoot me a tweet as well, at Jones Angel Angel, two L's at the end. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
Tar Heel fans, when shopping for your game day celebrations, don't forget to pick up your favorite variety of Lay's potato chips and Tostitos to tailgate like the Tar Heels. Tostitos and Lay's are an essential part of the game day tradition and a proud partner of Carolina Athletics. Whether you are at Keenan Stadium or hosting Heels fans at home, make sure Lay's and Tostitos are a part of your Tar Heels game day ritual. Go Heels!
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Floyd Williams live on a Monday, January the 13th at Top of the Hill Restaurant downtown at Chapel Hill. Let's check around some other sports around Carolina before we ask some more questions with Coach. Couple pieces of football news. Number one, Sam Howell named today as a Football Writers Association of America Freshman All-American. Sam was also a finalist. A finalist for the FWAA Freshman of the Year. He was one of three finalists on the national level for that. Did not win that award. Kenneth Gainwell, a running back from Memphis, ended up winning that, but a freshman All-America season for Sam. Spring game announced. It will be Saturday, April 18th at 3 o'clock. A lot more details to come about what that game will involve, everything around Chapel Hill that day, but just save the date right now, April 18th. 3 o'clock will be the Carolina spring game coming up here in a couple months. ESPN came out with the list of its 150 greatest college football players. Three Tar Heels on that list. Charlie Justice checking in at number 133 on this list. Julius Peppers at 104. Lawrence Taylor at 42. The top 25 will be unveiled. They've released 26-150, so the top 25 will be unveiled today at halftime of the championship game. One more piece of football news. Congratulations to former Tar Heel O-lineman Arthur Smith. He's the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, who are on quite a run right now, of course, in the AFC playoffs that have made the AFC championship game. So congratulations to Arthur and his team.
Two things you said there, Jones. I'm trying to figure out how in the world you got 25 better college football players than Lawrence Taylor. That is hard to believe. And the other thing, you know who my favorite professional football team is?
Who's that?
The Tennessee Titans.
There you go.
And that's crazy, but they used to be the Houston Oilers. And when they were the Houston Oilers, they had George Blandon, Billy Cannon, and Charlie Tovar, Charlie Hennigan, all those guys. And I was 11 years old, and they won the AFL. And so I was and they had Earl Campbell, who was probably my favorite professional football player of all time. So, man, Derrick Henry, oh my gosh.
He's doing it.
That's what you call a real man.
So. Got a good color mix in there on the Tennessee Titans, yeah. Too. Got a little close to Tar Heel blue on there.
Yep.
Couple other sports I want to mention. Women's basketball, 12-4 overall, yep. 3-2 in the ACC. Split a pair of games against ranked opponents last week. Fell to Florida State yesterday afternoon on the road, 78-64, but defeated previously unbeaten NC State on Thursday night. And Carmichael, 66-60 was the final score there. The women's team will be in Chapel Hill for two games this weekend, Thursday at 6 o'clock against Miami, and then Sunday versus nationally ranked Louisville. That's at 1 p.m. Women's tennis, ranked number 2 in the nation. They've started their year with dominating wins over Elon and Charleston Southern on Saturday. The guys' tennis team, ranked number 4 in the country. They will begin their season on this upcoming Saturday at 2 o'clock against North Carolina Central. Gymnastics opened the season with a win over William & Mary in Chapel Hill on Sunday. They're at Kentucky on Friday. And finally, wrestling, number 17 in the nation. They improved to 8-1 on the year. Picked up a win over number 12 Princeton on a Friday night in Chapel Hill. They'll be at Virginia Tech in their next action. So, a lot of success going on around Carolina Athletics. Good to see that it is happening up and down the athletic department. Coach, let's get to a question. This one comes from Isaac. He says he has noticed Cole Anthony is sitting next to the coaches a lot of times during the game. Isaac says, according to his fuzzy memory, most injured players normally sit at the end of the bench. Is there a reason that Cole is closer to you guys?
Well, it is good being very observant by him, and there is a reason. I was coaching at Kansas, and Drew Gooden, sophomore year, early near, I think it was a broken wrist or something, and Drew had great ability, and last week, I went to see Nasir Little, and Drew's doing the TV work for the Wizards, and he played for him for 3 years, played 15 years in the NBA, and we stood over there and had a lot of great moments and visited. But when I was coaching Drew, I felt like I need to get him on board with the way the coaches are thinking even more. And so I said, big fella, you're going to sit up here beside us and everybody else. In 15 years at Kansas, all the injured players did sit at the end of the bench. And I think it really helped Drew. When he came back that year, he was unbelievable. And next year, he was a college player of the year on one of the polls and was the third player taken in the draft. And I think it helped him a great deal. Well, Cole Anthony is a freshman, only played six games.
I don't know what it was.
And I thought that it would help him to sit up there and listen to us, too, and see if it could help him. Because Cole's got tremendous savvy. Drew didn't have tremendous savvy. And I would tell him that to his face. But Cole's got great savvy. But just understanding what we're wanting. And funniest thing about Drew, one time he's sitting up there. He said, why would he do that? I said, you big dummy, you did it too. But it's just for those purposes. Hopefully it'll give Cole a little bit more influence.
Any word or update on Cole as far as health-wise, Coach?
Yeah, he's got a sore throat really bad right now. So
not helping.
No, it's not helping.
I tell you what, let's give that our Cruisers question of the night. Isaac, $25 gas gift card coming your way, courtesy of Cruisers. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. We're going to go to a commercial break. Come back, more to do with the head coach of the Tar Heels. After this, it's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500, $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charged us $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. For great offers on Ranger, go to buyfordnow.com or visit your Carolina Ford dealer today.
Hi, Tar Heel fans, it's Jones Angel for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You have to make more happen, whether they're in Chapel Hill or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Carolina Athletics.
Roy Williams live, Top of the Hill Restaurant, downtown Chapel Hill. All right, if you are here in the restaurant with us, a reminder about our Alumni Hall item of the week. In the next commercial break, we're going to pull out our ticket for our item of the week. If you don't win, it's okay. Alumni Hall is located just down Franklin Street in the new Carolina Square. Our items this week, we've got a Carolina Stripe. This says beanie. I've always said toboggan. It's a Carolina Stripe toboggan and a $20 Alumni Hall gift card. So you get the toboggan and you get a $20 gift card as well. Also, be sure to register to win a Tar Heel experience at the Coach Williams Live Show for the future. You don't have to have a ticket for that. You can just go by Alumni Hall and sign up. All right, so if you're here in the restaurant, remember, get your ticket. We'll be doing that during our next commercial break. Coach, had a couple people send in question about Sterling Manley. They hadn't seen Sterling on the bench, just hadn't seen him very often, wondering how he was doing, where he was, and what's going on with him.
He's back now. I mean, during the break, he was operated on, and it was a pretty serious operation, so there's no need for him to come back during the time period when the classes weren't in session. So before classes started, he came back. But we don't want him sitting over on the bench during a game and letting somebody come running over and dive into his knee. So he stays in the locker room, the trainer's room, wherever, and watches the game from in there. But comes to practice every day, and he's still on crutches right now. So we're just trying to protect him. But it was a pretty serious knee injury or knee surgery that they did. And it's going to be quite a length of recovery. And so we're just trying to protect him a little bit right now.
Coach Peter sent this one in, says there's been an adjustment time right now for the graduate transfers, and he wanted to know, did you anticipate them having to go through the adjustment moving from William & Mary and Charleston Southern, respectively, to Carolina?
Yeah, and I love those kids there. Justin and Christian are unbelievably nice kids that we're enjoying having in our program. It's been a fairly significant jump for them, but that, you know, from Charleston Southern to the ACC or William & Mary to the ACC is a rather significant jump. You know, people say, well, Cam Johnson. Well, Cam Johnson was here 2 years, and he had already played in the ACC before that. So, and Justin Knox had played at Alabama before he came, and I knew that Justin was probably going to be a guy to be our backup big guy, and he did a great job. We loved him to death, and it has been a little more of an adjustment for Justin and Christian, but Justin has played a little bit better lately. Christian's shot hadn't been going in, and but they're still coming to work every day and trying to get better, so that's what we can ask.
Coach, how hard is, I don't know if recruitment is the right word, of a graduate transfer?
Yeah.
Because I know you tend to have a longer built-up relationship with guys that you're recruiting out of high school to come to your program, but a graduate transfer, it has to all happen so quickly.
Yeah, and it worked well with Justin Knox. And again, I'll say I don't put Cam Johnson in there because he had played with us for 2 years. But, people that we signed in the fall, most of them we started recruiting for a couple of years or something
right.
like that. And one of them even during his sophomore year. But I get to know them more. I get to see them more. I know more about them. And, you know, at our situation, all of a sudden in the spring, Kobe leaves and Nasir leaves, and then, you know, all of a sudden things are going on, and Sterling didn't play much during the course of the season, and because he missed like 16 or 18, whatever it was last year. So we needed some help, and we got those two kids, and they're going to be big-time North Carolina fans for the rest of their life, and we still think they're going to do some big-time things to help us.
We need to take another timeout. Just about 10, 12 minutes left on the show. We'll take a break. More to do. If you're here with us in the restaurant, get those tickets out. We'll have our Alumni Hall giveaway during this next commercial break. It's Roy Williams live from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio, or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. All rights reserved.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
Getting low on time here on Roy Williams Live. Still one more break to take, but before we get one more question in before that timeout, need to wish a big-time happy birthday to our great friend Diane Rosenbluth, who is here with us tonight. Great to see Diane. Happy birthday. Thank you for celebrating with us this evening. Coach, let's see if we can get in one more question here. Gil from via Twitter sent this one in, and Gil said he remembers back in the 90s, Tar Heels had a lot of international players on their roster. He said at least with some regularity, mentioned Henrik Rodal, Adamola Okalaja, Vasco Eftimov. He said hasn't happened as much in the last decade. Just wanted to know, do you ever look overseas for talent, or is that just not something that you choose to do?
It's just not something I choose to do. I've always felt like I need to. There's plenty of basketball players in America, and you know, I went to Finland to Lauri Markkanen, who's playing the Chicago Bulls right now because I coached his father at Kansas. But typically, I think that's the only time I've gone out of the country in the 17 years I've been back. But again, it was a special situation there, and Lauri came here and watched us practice, and Isaiah Hicks made every shot, blocked every shot everybody else took, and so he didn't know if he could beat out Isaiah, but he was a great player and a great kid. But I think that's the only time I've gone out of the country, and I'm very comfortable with trying to recruit what we have in the States, particularly in North Carolina.
We need to take another break. We're going to do that, come back, and wrap things up here on the Monday, January 13th edition of Roy Williams Live from Learfield, IMG College.
When it comes to caring for champions, UNC Healthcare is in it to win it. With great expertise and the latest innovation, we're delivering compassionate care to keep every player in the game. From collegiate point guards attacking the rim to neighborhood friends scoring in a pickup game, our entire team is here to care for you. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Come in today for our bold, craveable chicken supremes. At Bojangles, we believe chicken tenders should be full of flavor. That's why we don't serve chicken fingers, strips, or nuggets. We serve whole breast tenders with a one-of-a-kind spice you can only find at Bojangles. Our chicken supremes are the best. How else do you think they got their name? Hurry in for a chicken supremes combo with your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
All right, have about 3 minutes left on the show. Again, thanks so much for being with us. No matter how you are listening tonight, whether you're here in the restaurant, have a great crowd here at Top of the Hill. Maybe you're listening on one of our Tar Heel Sports Network radio affiliates, GoHeels.com, the TuneIn app. Maybe you're listening as a podcast. And by the way, have our next edition of the Carolina Insider coming out tomorrow. John Kuster is going to be our guest, great Tar Heel, from back in the 1970s. I think John visited practice one day this past week. Isn't that right, Coach?
He did.
And so looking forward to that, and you'll get to hear that conversation coming up tomorrow. But as far as basketball is concerned, Tar Heels don't play again until Saturday at noon against Pittsburgh. Coach, what's the plan here this week over these next few days for you and your team?
We did practice, but very light today. We did press offense work. We did shooting and watch tape, and that's about it today. Shot a lot of free throws. Tomorrow we'll come back in and run a shoot. I'll go recruiting for Wednesday. I'll still be out recruiting. I'll come back in, and we'll have a full practice Thursday, a full practice Friday. And as I told everybody, we're trying to get a couple of days where we can get some guys healthy right now. But we'll have a full practice Thursday, a full practice Friday, and then leave to go to Pittsburgh Friday after practice.
And, Coach, of course, just saw the Panthers a couple of days ago, close ball game, but turnovers and some hot shooting by Pitt was the big story in the second half.
Yeah, the good news is that we will see some of our mistakes, and they'll see theirs also, you know, so it's an even ball game. But we've got to play better, and I think during the first half of that game was some of the best possessions. That's bad because we're talking about possessions. I'd rather talk about halves or games, but we did have some of our better possessions during that game, and their backcourt is just so difficult to keep out of the 3 second in that lane area because they just drive the ball to the basket so effectively. And then, as I say, Champagne. I just know the sucker made 4 out of 5 threes in the second half, number 11. And, so we've got to make sure we do a little bit better job on him. But Xavier Johnson is a load. They've got some good players.
Coach, you referenced this on Saturday after the game. Gosh, you just It's just something positive. It just, this team feels like it is getting better, but man, it would be great to have some positive affirmation on that.
Well, it is, and it's a difficult thing to go to work every day and not have success. I don't care what you're doing. And these guys, I said, they feel a little stress, feel a little pressure, but we're bringing them to work. We're trying to get some things done and trying some different things. And I love our kids. We want them to work harder, play better, and make a shot and do all those good things. But we're going to keep practicing and see what it is. And we're going to keep knocking on the door. One of the days we're going to start playing better and do it for a long time.
It is 12 o'clock on Saturday. We'll be on the air at 11 a.m. for that one. Coach, as always, great to be with you. Thank you for your time. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you. And thank you guys for being here tonight, too. Thank you very much.
That is Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. For tonight, we say goodnight from Top of the Hill Restaurant and the Monday, January 13th edition of Roy Williams Live.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, Roy Williams Live has been brought to you by Carolina Ford. Drive it like a Tar Heel. Drive it like a Ford. Check out the adventure-ready Ford Ranger at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Also brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Distracted driving is a serious problem. Don't text and drive. And by Wells Fargo, official sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.